When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Jen Jolly, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing super well. Yeah, all my friends and family call me Inspect Her Gadget. I like that little play on words. I like it. I like it. I'll take it.
Good. You have this article, the Mother's Day Tech Gift Guide, which I've been talking about. 14 picks you think mom will actually use. And the gist of the article is that mothers are looking for tech support, so to speak. Not the not the stereotypical Mother's Day gifts that we've grown up with, so to speak, but the ones that have developed over the years as technology has come into our lives.
Yeah, that starts with the number one gadget in all moms' lives, which is an updated smartphone. If your mom's sporting a phone from, you know, the 2020 era, 6 years old now, that's too old. It's time for a new one. And there are some amazing deals. If they're an Android mom, the Samsung Galaxy S26 Ultra, you can get that $200 off at Samsung, zero with eligible trade-in at AT&T. These are through May. So those are really good deals on the hottest, latest handset. One of the things that I like most about the S26 Ultra, and this is like its killer feature, it's the first phone to have a built-in privacy display. So one tap and the screen goes dark to anyone who might be trying to peek over your shoulder. Curious kids, somebody trying to read a message they shouldn't, you know, maybe a privacy message from dad. Yeah, you have your own privacy. That's a fantastic feature of the phone.
True. Everybody has had, well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of us have had the experience of suddenly noticing that somebody is sort of peeking over our shoulder to take a look at what's on the screen or on our cell phone. It's like, hey, maybe I don't want you to see that right now, you know?
Exactly, especially kids, you know?
Mom, really.
You gotta keep your secrets. And the other thing that Android and Samsung specifically does better than everybody else at this point, we know that the iPhone is getting some upgrades, most likely Siri's getting some upgrades as early as June, long-awaited AI upgrades. But right now, the AI assistant genuinely feels like a personal assistant on the Galaxy S26 Ultra. When someone texts something like dinner Tuesday, a little button pops up. You can add it right to the calendar automatically. Little things like that are pretty next generation.
So AI, which you just mentioned, my phone's not that old, but it doesn't have any AI built in, so to speak. But what you're talking about is exactly that, right?
If you have an iPhone and it's just a few years old, you know, and you're running the latest operating system, it does have AI built in. A lot of people are using AI and they really have no idea. Anytime you do a Google search, there's a good chance you're using AI. Anytime you search for anything, there's a good chance you're using AI.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I have been noticing that. When I look for everything or anything, the first thing that pops up is a blurb of some kind that's not your typical find on Google. It has a completely different it has a completely different look to it. So yes, thank you for setting me straight. I've been using it and not even knowing what it is. You
and everybody else in America right now. I mean, it used to be that if you used a new feature, something new in the world of technology, you had to go to a specific site. You had to download a specific app. Not anymore. Artificial intelligence is now layered into everything from our photos to our travel to our appointments. Every person, you know, quote unquote person we think we are interacting with online, whether it's on a dating app, a social media app, customer service, we have to assume that's the AI now, not a real person. That it would be safer to assume that than to think that you're talking with a real person.
You know, I don't look at anything without, I really don't look at anything online and think that it's real. I mean, I think I've picked up a knack of being able to spot some sort of, let's call it AI tint, for lack of a better term, pictures where the color is just a little too perfect, perhaps. And I don't know. It's just, there's just something artificial about it. Imagine that. So,
you know, I think that we can sense when there's zero emotion behind it. I've noticed kind of the same thing. But the dangerous part is thinking that we know it's AI, and and we really don't. I mean, it's getting so much better by the day. I've been covering technology for more than 20 years. I've never seen any new technology evolve so quickly. And it's wild.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was thinking that just exactly the same thing. It's like I heard about artificial intelligence, and lo and behold, it passed me by. You know, I mean, it moved so quickly.
Right.
It's developed by so many operators now, competing for your AI dollar, if you will. I've never seen anything like it as far as rapid growth is concerned.
And it's actually a good thing if you're paying for the AI service that you're using. If you're paying for Anthropic's Claude or ChatGPT or Google Gemini, it's when you're not paying that your attention and your usage of it, that's when the tech company really has control of you. And that's when you should be even more concerned. So, never has it been more important to kind of read that fine print. Meta's AI, we know that Meta wants to pull us in and keep us on for the longest amount of time possible. Their entire business model is keeping our eyeballs and finger taps glued to their properties as long as humanly possible. We also know that a lot of these companies are not really concerned about whether they're getting things right or not. And that's one thing about Apple. The reason why Apple's a little behind on AI is because they don't want to be in the business of false information. They don't want to be in the business of telling a child, an adolescent, how to commit suicide. So they're actually on the right side of this, but we need to really be careful about everybody else at this point.
Jen Jolly, tech reporter and founder of techish.com. We'll have more when we come back. 720 WGN.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
720 WGN, John Landecker at 746, having a great conversation with one of our favorite people, Jen Jolly, who's a tech reporter and founder of techish.com. And we spent quite a bit of time there talking about cell phones and artificial intelligence, and you know, the cost of a cell phone, even with a deal, not cheap. But you've got some things in this list that I was looking at that may not, when you say the title of it, you wouldn't think, well, what's high tech about this? For instance, up to 50% off for Mother's Day, the Bird Buddy Smart Bird Feeder Pro Solar. Tell us about it.
That is so high tech. It's the number one most requested smart home gadget of the year this year.
Wow.
And it's just behind jewelry on this year's most wanted Mother's Day list. Diamonds or a really smart bird feeder. It's your pick. So it you basically set it up in your backyard. You put the birds food in, the bird seed in.
Yeah.
You set up a little camera in there that is solar. You still have to charge it about once a week or so, but it has a little solar panel that keeps it charged up for longer than the original. You connect it with an app on your smartphone, and you can see every bird, like National Geographic style, peeking in, eating. I live on an island outside of Seattle. We've had a bald eagle land on ours.
Man.
So it captures that video in real time, and it sends you an alert. And it also identifies all the different kinds of birds. We've had a barred owl land in ours. We've also had squirrels stealing all the food out of it, which we hate. But it's just like your own little, you know, wildlife channel. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you're, well, off the coast of Seattle, you're in an area of the country, like, you know, not all of us have the opportunity to have a bald eagle stopping by. I mean,
I know.
That is the greatest.
It's incredible.
That is the greatest.
Yeah, yeah.
What else would you like to get to from this list?
Well, another problem that just about every mom I know has is running out of room on her older smartphone. If she doesn't have a brand new smartphone, so the SanDisk phone drive plugs right into her iPhone, adds up to 256 gigabytes of instant storage, no clouds, no fees, no upgrades, no...
Uh-oh. I know that noise. That is... I believe I was told that's a cell phone dropout, which I think is also a song from Greece, isn't it? Okay. I'm sure we'll reconnect. Sort of ironic that we're talking about high tech and these are some of the things that can happen, regardless of your tech expertise. Phone calls drop. And they seem to love doing it while I'm on the air. Jenna, you back?
You know, it's because we're talking technology.
Yeah, I know.
That happens.
Exactly.
You know that, right, John?
Yeah, oh, that's exactly what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where were we?
Yep, here I am. The SanDisk phone drive for iPhone, and that is just fantastic. You just plug it in the same way you charge your phone. It backs everything up automatically. Another one that I love here, this is brand new. It's the Dreamy Smart Alarm Clock. So I've made a big deal about getting my cell phone out of my room at night because it's too distracting. If I wake up in the middle of the night and happen to pick it up, I doom scroll for hours on end. So I've tested a whole bunch of different smart alarm clocks. This is by far my favorite one. It's called Dreamy, and it's got podcasts, white noise, guided breathing, a gentle light ring that fades as you fall asleep, and then brightens back up to wake you up more gently in the morning.
Whoa.
It's just really, really neat. Just perfect. And I went from 11 hours of screen time with my smartphone down to just under 4 hours, and getting my smartphone out of my bedroom was the single biggest thing I did to just get my time and attention back and kind of get my brain working properly again.
Well, this sounds really interesting, but it brings up a question in my mind immediately. It does all these things. So that means you got to know how to set it up, correct?
Yeah, but this one's really easy.
It is. Okay, if you say so.
And you can always go to the Techish with Jennifer Jolly YouTube channel.
There you go.
And I will walk you through
how to
set it up. I try everything I tell other people about, and I across social media, YouTube, my radio program on WGN Radio and WGN Podcast. I tell you how to do all of this. My favorite thing is helping people.
This, I know there's a lot of other things on this list, but I must say this ambient, dreamy, smart alarm clock has got my attention. I hope maybe my wife isn't listening so that it would be a surprise if she got one for Mother's Day, you know, because that sounds great. Yeah.
Everything on this list is something that I'm using right now. The Oura Ring, O-U-R-A Ring. I've tested all of the smart rings. This is by far my favorite. It's more comfortable. It has better tracking. It's really, really good for tracking your sleep. It also tracks your steps and all kinds of, you know, it kind of tells you if you're really stressed out, if you're coming down with a flu or a cold. It kind of knows that before you do. So it's been pretty great.
Another fine idea. What do you think, out of all these, I know that you've got a line here that two of these things you'll bet money on, if mom gets these, that they'll be using it every single day for years. What are those two things? We just talked about them.
The Dreamy Clock and the Bird Buddy are the two gifts I put money on. Her using every single day. The Memento book. that's another gift that she'll absolutely keep forever, no matter what. I mean, it is so special to give your parents, you know, a book. And it's also something that you have, you can pass on to your children. It's a storybook of their lives where they're actually telling the story. It was just on Shark Tank again recently. It's a really special gift.
Yeah. You've got too many great things to pick from, you ask me.
I know.
In the time that we have left, we're running out. Let's do the $10 IKEA item.
IKEA's entered the world of electronics this year, and they have some fabulous IKEA-esque. I really have no idea how to say this. I think it's Kalsup, Kallsup. It's a $10 colorful Bluetooth speaker. You can even give it in pairs or trios and then daisy chain them together. It really punches up in its weight class. It's adorable. It's useful. Impossible to overspend on. And they have them in a couple cute different colors. IKEA is really knocking it out of the park with some fabulous new electronics. Some of our favorite things this year are from IKEA.
Jen Jolly is with us, and we're running out of time. Obviously, if you're listening, you know, she's an expert in her field and knows exactly what she's talking about. If people would like to avail themselves of your expertise when you're not on my program, you mentioned YouTube. What are the other ways?
Well, go to techish.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. I'll ping you every time I'm talking about something interesting. Every time I'm on the Today Show, I'm on WGN Radio. You'll know about it first. It gives you a way to ask me any questions that you want, talk with me, give me other things that you want me to check out before you spend your hard-earned money on them. And then I'm across the socials at Jen Jolly on Instagram, Techish with Jennifer Jolly, pretty much everywhere else. So I'm easy to track down, easy to find. And one of my favorite things is talking with people like you.
Oh, thank you very much. Right back at you, Jen. Thanks for being with us and look forward to talking with you again down the future.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Same to you. Thank you.